We continue along the line of those two lessons which have already been shared or delivered. The two first lesson was titled, Children Are Not Dolly. Tonight's lesson, there will be two parts to this lesson too, because I plan only to deal with a part of 5 to 6 points in which the Almighty God planned for the home and the church to work together. That is the Christian home. I will be undertaking probably 2 or 3 points tonight, brief. And when we come back to this, the home and the church, when I come back to it, there will be 2 or 3 more points from which we can learn and truth in which we are to keep in mind. The Christian home is different from the non-Christian home, the secular home. Very important. The Almighty God intended that the Christian home and the body of Christ, which is the church, work together. They complement each other. While the function of the home is somewhat different from the church, there are areas where they overlap. The Christian home. The home was meant by God to play a biological purpose in the development of human being. The home brings new life into existence. That's the way God planned it from before the world was created, that children be born. They are conceived and born in the home. God planned it like that. So the home was purposed by God to bring new life into existence and to mature that life until that life becomes physically mature. That's the place of the home. Parents are to guide and make plan and provision for the physical well-being of their children. They are to be provided for. I need also to point out that for the Christian home, some form of spiritual guidance are meant by God to start in the home. If no other area in the Christian home, there should be example, spiritual example. God expects that. So the home bring new life and mature that new life until that new life reach a stage of physical maturity. Having mature or reach that stage of physical maturity, the Almighty God meant that the Christian home must be of such that that young life, is it teenager, is it adolescence, will now look to the church for the other aspect of his or her life. That is, that young man or young woman, having been guided in the home to reach physical maturity, that person must now turn to the church for guidance and completion of his or her spiritual development. So this is, you know, it's not so much that the home, the Christian home, brings the child up and take interest in the child's physical welfare and turn the child over to the church. Yes, the Christian home provide for, guide the child physically, take interest in the child's physical welfare. But if that home is a Christian home, example will be set. So that as that young boy or girl grow, develop, they become aware that there is a God and they have responsibility not only to their parents but to their God. They come to understand, faint though it might be, that there is a life beyond this one, and that they are obligated to the Almighty God. They turn to the church, as I've said, for spiritual completion and development and maturity. A passage that can help us understand, brief passage too, what God expects of the parents and how the child sound like man coming from outer space. Yes, Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Luke chapter 2, I think 52 is the last verse in the chapter. Hold it for me, please. And this passage gives us an idea in respect to how God sees or expects a child's development, total development, to take place. Well-known passage. Let us hear it.
Luke chapter 2, verse 52.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature.
The word increase can be translated develop, grow, improve, mature. Jesus Christ develop or grow
in wisdom and stature.
In wisdom
and stature.
Notice here, one, mind, two, body, statue, that's physical.
And in favor with God and man.
And in favor with God. Spiritual. And with man.
This gives us... Now, Jesus' development was complete, well-rounded. Most children today, their development is not well-rounded. Part of their development, enlightenment, is usually lacking. We, as men and women who know Jesus Christ, must make sure that at least we leave spiritual impression on our children.
This is really a well-rounded person. You have a weed. Okay. You notice there are four parts. You know, I'm just illustrating something. This is a weed. It can do its work wrong. Bear up the weight of the car or the cart or whatever. It's wrong. When all four spokes are braced to keep it are in place, when one or two of those spokes are lacking, you don't have a wheel anymore. You have a rocker. You move that part and you don't have a wheel. And more or less, you move the other part and, you know, accomplish much. Many children's lives are like that. Because you see, part of their self, their person, is left unattended to. That is their spiritual side. In other words, they grow in mind and body. And sometimes, in favor with man, physical should be there. Oh, it's not working, Vince. Thank you.
Social. So a lot of children either whole half of their lives are left unattended to, are part of their lives. Many of the children who are brought up in home that have no real spiritual conviction and faith and belief in the Bible. Even where the parents go to church, but their church, the parents' church going is a social thing. It's not a commitment of that father and our mother to God. It's just a social thing. Well, as I've said, when life is like that, it comes down to where you cut off a whole half of the wheel or you take away a third of the wheel. It can do nothing much. In Jesus' development, read it again and take time.
Jesus increased in wisdom.
Okay, that is development of his intellect, of his mind. That is important for every human being. And we are to see to that. Read on.
And stature.
That is physical body. That is physical. And that is also important.
And in favor with God.
In favor with God is spiritual. That is also important. And
man.
That is social. All this, or all these, are important to have a well-rounded personality. Brothers and sisters, do you know the one that is left out in most cases? The spiritual. That's right. May I just illustrate? Notice the amount of attention and the amount of money and the amount of effort we put into making sure that our sons and daughters get secular education. Just think about it for a moment. I mean, we will borrow money, we will mortgage our house, we will deprive ourselves, and this is the case with so many of us, deprive ourselves of things just so as to make sure that our sons and our daughters get secular education. And that is development of the mind and whatever else. But notice the scant emphasis we put on things like Sunday school. Truly. The spiritual, God-directed development of our children are sort of left to chance. Yeah. We don't put much value on that. It's not that important. But for us to neglect the secular education of our children, no, sir, I can't afford for that to happen. That's not good. And that is one of the places where the church and the Christian home are to work together. God meant it like that. I was about to say the same effort that we put out to make sure our children reach their secular school for their secular education, we should put out, but you see, I would be wrong if I said that. I should say, whatever effort we put out to see to it that they go to their academic school and to for the development of their mind, we should put out more for their spiritual enlightenment. Because when a human being is spiritually enlightened, that person is good both for society, good for this world and the world to come. When the focus on that person is just secular, worldly, that person is good only for here. And much of that person's good is curtailed, forfeited, when Christ is left out. Christ grow in wisdom, that's mental development, in stature, that's physical development, in favor with God, that spiritual development, and in favor with man's social development. God expects that of every child. Why? Man, for one thing, is a twofold being. We are not just physical. We are both physical and spiritual. Every one of us, every person, human being that has ever come to this earth, our composition is both spiritual and physical. It therefore takes both the home and the church to meet man's need, because we are both physical and spiritual. And while the home was meant by God, the Christian home was meant by God to get that young life started along the thinking and activity of spiritual thing, the church is the institution that God left here to really give guidance to that child's life. And I may add, if the parents allow the church to have that privilege, as I've said, when children are not guided into well-rounded development, including mental development, physical development, social development, and spiritual development, when any of those is left out, you have inadequacies. You have an unsatisfying and an unfulfilled life. No man or woman can reach close to the possibility of his or her potential when part of that man or woman is kept stifled, unenlightened. When that happens, the person cannot have a complete life. When the God part is abandoned, forsaken, when much attention is not paid to the God part, something will go wrong. Every time I use, because when I read this years ago, I was impressed by it, how Japan, with its, they are smart people, and their standard of living, the financial resource of the average Japanese far outstretched that of the average person in the western part of the world. Yet, years ago, and I have clippings, the Japanese were committing more suicide than anywhere else in, I believe, when the article that I have, they were top. They were taking their life. They couldn't handle some simple stresses of life. That's right. And with thousands upon thousands of dollars in bank and whatever, they were not in need of shelter, food. In fact, not shelter, adequate shelter. And all those things. Yet they were killing themselves. And this is why Western news picked that up, because the psychiatrists and the psychologists wanting to find out what's wrong. If I were a psychologist or a psychiatrist today, I would want to find out what's wrong in society like the US, where mass shooting, mass killing is so rampant. Truly, I you see, I know something is wrong in this society. And I know drugs is common, be it prescribed drugs or illegal drugs. But what makes, there are many developed countries in the world, why so much mass murder in the U.S.? There might be a book out on it, but every time I hear about a student from this school go and kill 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, just shoot them down. You know, something is wrong. Well, there might be, as I was saying, when I read about the Japanese, it's people in the western part of the world took interest in wondering why a country with so much material wealth and its citizens enjoy such wonderful standard of living, why are they so quick to kill themselves? Well, when God is left out, when that spiritual part is left out, we are incomplete, and life cannot be as satisfying as it would be. The church, I was talking about the physical or biological aspect of the home. It is the home that brings new life into existence and mature that new life. Until that new life reach a certain stage of maturity, God meant it like that. The church gives life a goal. That's right. One of the purposes of the church is to let humanity know that there is more to you than just eating and drinking and here and now. That's one of the purposes of the church. That's what I meant when I said God meant for the church to give goal and tangible objective. You know, the great servant of Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul, said, if it's only in this life, we have hope, we are miserable people. That's a fact. Men and women who do not know God and who do not know anything about life beyond the grave, my God, then life must be miserable. Because this life can be a miserable place. That's where the church comes in. It gives people's life goal without the vision of life to come. As well as a man, God-given purpose beyond this life. Without that, the home has no guiding star. The home, without that, has no goal at which to aim. Let me repeat that. I said, the church gives human life goal. I said, without the vision of life to come, that is, if men and women live, young, middle-aged, live, and all that they have before them is this life, without the vision of life to come, as well as a man God-given purpose, which is not only in this life, but beyond this life. Without that, the home
has no guiding star and no goal at which to aim. So the church does give life a goal, an objective. Men are willing to give their lives for things because they believe that thing is bigger and more important than they are. May I? The church has a stabilizing, unifying influence up on the home. The church, I said, has a stabilizing and a unifying influence upon the home. God meant it to be like that. The Christian wife and husband are quicker to try to work out their problem, their issues, their challenges than the ungodly man and woman. That's a fact. Yes, 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 don't tell me that. Well, Brother Mitchell, Christian wife and husband partner. Yes, that happens. But I'm saying, if you should take a census, you discover that in spite of the Christian wife and husband who have their problem, their challenges, their ups and downs, and sometimes end up in separation, divorce, which are not to be, when you take the people out in the world, each must worse off. That's right. It's much worse. Why? Because the church has a stabilizing, a unifying influence upon the home. In this our chaotic and stable world, there are pressure and influence from many sources. The world in which you are, in fact, especially our world today. Just hearing about the murder. Here is a man who spent a lot of sacrifice raising his goat. And I'm a country boy, and I know, of course, we didn't have a lot of goat, just one or two goat. But the effort that person put out to raise those goat, and they reach a point now where they can be sold. And then you always have somebody out there with wickedness in their heart. They not only go and scatter the animal, but they go and kill the person. Those things are quite depressing. And almost every day we get up and we are confronted with the wickedness, the evil of the world. So these pressures and stress, they come from many sources. We have radio playing or having influence on us, TV, movies, the internet. Ooh. Which of them now that we're the owner take positive step to influence young people? A lot of that is being spoken about in places like the US, influencing young people in ways that
I know in the United States, the government, the federal government is almost indirectly being asked to intervene and to come up with ways to control some of what these companies are putting out, what it is doing to young people. So the influence from radio, TV, movies, internet, the influence from school, the influence from society, these influences can be confusing to young people. They can be a type of misguiding effect to the young. The Almighty God intend that in the midst of this type of confusion, the Almighty God meant that members of the family would have a stabilizing, constant, solid foundation on which they can depend. And that stabilizing, that constant foundation on which they can depend is Jesus Christ and the church. Christ meant for the church to be that light on the hill, that when men and women are confused by society, there is an institution they can run to, because its moral principle, its spiritual principle, they do not change monthly or yearly, and they are not shifting. That's the church and Christ. Christ meant for the church to play that part. That even where the home fails, the church will be constant, solid, stable, and dependable. God meant for the home and the church to work together. When I pick up on this lesson again, there will be 3 points to continue on the point, the home and the church.